This is the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Mission, where the Old Trailblazer Broadcast originates, where the Voice of Truth Broadcast originates, where it comes on every Sunday across this nation on many, many stations. If you look us up there on our website, or better yet, if you don't have our magazine, the Voice of Truth, the current magazine, you write me and I'll send it to you or call me. My phone number here at the office is area code 225-664-8658. And I'll send you the magazine. It has a listing of all of the Trailblazer broadcasts and all of the Voice of Truth broadcasts listed there in the new magazine, along with some other good articles and things about Radio Mission. But we're back in our study today on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we're looking at spiritual faith. We had seen other kinds of faith there: creature faith, presumptuous faith, demon faith, faith of coercion, all of those things. But now we're looking at spiritual faith. It's a gift of God. Faith is a gift of God, my friend. That's the faith we're going to talk about for the next few minutes. This faith is produced in us by the sovereign act of the Holy Spirit when He applies a word in our souls, wrought there by the Holy Spirit. You can call it conviction if you want to, but that faith is produced. It's not your faith. It's the faith of the Son of God. I want us to get that truth today if we get nothing else. I have folks spout off about their faith. I heard a man say one morning, a noted evangelist, he said, "If my mother would have had any faith at all, she wouldn't have died. His mama had just died." And I was almost run off the road. I said, "What is that man? What do you do with the verse that says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment?" But he was spouting off about the faith. And then I hear him talk about, "Turn your faith loose. Turn your faith loose." No, no, no. But I want us to look at that spiritual faith this morning. That faith is divinely sustained. Now, you listen. You say, "How can you tell a difference, Pastor?" That faith is divinely sustained. It's kept right there. Such divine faith cannot be self-sustained in any way. There's no energy of the flesh, no will of the man that can sustain faith. It's there. And the Lord keeps that active by pouring in the oil of grace. Oh, my friend, what a statement. What a statement. The oil of grace poured into our hearts. Now, I heard a preacher one time. He said he preached what we call the doctrine of falling from grace. You ever heard those fellas? I have. They'll argue with a black with a snake. They'll argue with a fence post that you can be saved today and lost tomorrow. And he said he was talking with another preacher who believed in the eternal security of the believer like the Old Trailblazer does. And he said to him, "Brother, if I could believe, if I knew that the faith that I had, that I could never lose that faith, I would believe that I was saved eternally." Now, did you get that? This is two preachers talking. And he said, "If I could believe, if I only knew that the faith that I have, that I could never lose that, I would believe that I was saved eternally." And the other preacher said to him, "My brother, that's exactly what happens. You cannot lose that faith. It was given to you. It was given to you. You can't lose your salvation, my friend. It's not yours to lose. It's God's. The Lord gave it to you. The Lord God of heaven gave it to you. That faith is divinely sustained by the power of the Holy Spirit, who pours the oil of grace in there continually, continually, continually pours upon that faith. You can't lose it. You can't give it away. It may grow dim sometime. You may wonder, am I saved? But that faith is there. It's given to you, never to be taken away from you. I told someone recently, talking about they was afraid maybe they weren't saved. I said, "My dear, can you go back to the time and the place where the Lord saved you?" Well, that's far as back as you want to go. Far back as I want to go. But listen, that faith is given to you, never to be taken away. Listen, now may God drive that truth home to your heart, everyone who's here in the Old Trailblazer at this time. That faith depends entirely upon God. It does. It does, my friend. I hear some of the most fantastic ideas of salvation. I heard a man say the other day that the devil votes to, for you not to be saved, and the Lord votes for you to be saved. You cast the determining vote. You cast your vote either with Satan or with the Lord. That's the most demon thing I ever heard in my life. I heard a preacher to say. Now, my friend, that man ought to go back to digging taters. He ought to go back. He ought to throw down his Bible, get out from under, get behind that pulpit, hang his head, and never come back until the Lord saves him. Can you imagine a man, an educated man, saying that the devil has a vote and the Lord has a vote and the individual has casting the deciding vote? That's the most asinine thing I've ever heard of. Oh, but listen, that faith that we're talking about, that spiritual faith depends entirely upon God. It's just like an old sinner saved by grace. My salvation, my friend, doesn't depend on me. It doesn't depend on me whether I get up in the morning and feel like I'm saved or not. I heard a preacher say if you get up in the morning and your liver turned over sideways and you got a sour taste in the mouth, you don't feel saved? No, no. But that don't mean you're not saved. Listen, folks, listen. It depends upon God. Let me repeat it. It is self-helpless. It completely depends upon the Lord God of heaven. Like folks say oftentimes, you know, salvation is of the Lord. They tell me that. I have nothing to do with it, saving myself or keeping myself. I tell them, nope, nope. You see how helpless you are? What can you do about it? I can do no more this morning. Listen, believer, I can do no more this morning to increase my faith or to decrease it. No, I can no more lose my faith than I can divide it with you. And yet I'm as helpless can be, wholly and completely dependent upon God, and glad it's that way. Aren't you glad that, believer? Believer, aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Don't you feel sorry for those folks who say you can be saved today and lost tomorrow? I know they're blinded. I know. My heart goes out to them. I don't criticize them. No, because, my friend, that's Satan's trick. Now, listen. Listen to me, you folks out there in my radio audience. It's so dependent upon God. This faith cannot live without the Spirit's supporting power. It cannot live without the Spirit's supporting power. All over this country is preached, turn your faith loose. Oh, great faith. Turn your faith loose. Believe God. Do you know you can't believe God unless He gives you faith to believe Him? When God gives you faith to believe Him, then you're helpless to believe Him unless the Holy Spirit does a work in your heart. You see how helpless we are? We're just poor, helpless creatures. We are. We're just poor, old, helpless creatures. We can't do one thing. Now, the faith of God's elect is not only divinely given and divinely sustained, but it is divinely energized. Let me read that again. Let me quote that verse, that portion again. The faith of God's elect is not only divinely given and divinely sustained or kept, but it is divinely energized. The individual must depend on the Holy Spirit for faith to lay hold of Christ Himself or to believe the promises of God. Now, I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you this, my friend. You can't lay hold. You can't believe these promises without the Holy Spirit gives you faith and then energizes that faith and gives you power in that faith to lay hold of the promises of the Word. I tell you oftentimes, go there and search the Scriptures, and you can't lay hold of those promises unless the Lord gives you the grace to do it. Listen, no sinner can do it. No saint can do it. You're just as helpless as water. Oh, but listen, you're just as helpless a saint after the Lord saves you as you are a helpless sinner before He saves you. And there's no difference. Not one speck of difference, my friend. No. Do you know the difference in a lost individual and a saved individual? Nothing but the grace of God. Oh, the grace of God, my friend. I'm afraid that we have drifted so far away from the teachings of God's Word that we have a generation in place now behind our pulpits, those in the pew, those in the chair of learning who have been indoctrinated by the devil, by Satan, that we have this easy believingism, we have this decisionism, we have this charismatic movement all over the world, all over America, where folks put the emphasis on feelings and on dreams and on visions and speaking in tongue. And then many of the Protestant churches have gone now to decisionism. I made a statement in our services yesterday that the average Protestant church that I know of, they have what they call decision days ever so often, maybe once a year. And all the Sunday school teachers are instructed to bring the little children up on a Sunday morning to make a decision. They call it decision days. And they tell those little fellas, oh, you want to make the pastor happy, don't you? You want to make mom and daddy happy, don't you? And of course, they all say, yeah, these little toddlers, 7, 8, 9 years old. And they say, now, next Sunday, we're going to go out in the audience, out in the auditorium, and the pastor's going to ask you, do you trust Jesus? And I want you to tell him, yes, you trust Jesus. You want to be saved. So they go out there, and they all raise their little old hand, and the pastor prays, and they have a good, happy time. And then that night, they baptize those little fellas and call them saved. They say they're saved. I've talked to hundreds of them, seemingly, in my lifetime. Well, I was baptized when I was 7 years old. I was baptized when I was 11, they say. I was baptized. Isn't that all there is to it? Because that's what the preacher tells them. That's all it is. You've done what mom and daddy wanted you to do. You've trusted Jesus. Now you're just going to go on now and trust Jesus. And you're saved. You're saved eternally. Oh, but my friend, what a farce. What a farce. Where is the verse that says, except ye repent? Except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. Oh, my friend, we've gotten away from it. We've gotten away from it. Our preachers are drawing their breath, drawing their salary, and letting their congregations go to hell. That's right. And I had a commentary tell me, the reason preachers preach that smooth stuff is they don't want to offend any of their mamas and papas out there in the audience. They take the feeling that all my congregation are saved. They're all saved. And they have a visiting preacher comes, and the preacher calls him off on the side and says, now all my folks are saved. Don't rock the boat. Just preach the soft stuff. Preach the gospel. And give an invitation. And folks not saved, they'll come down and join the church. But my friend, that's what we're facing. The old trailblazer, I don't hear anybody else talking about that, do you? Do you ever hear your preacher talking about being a lost sinner? Do you ever hear your pastor talking about repentance? Do you? Do you, my friend? Oh, but listen, this is God's word I'm bringing you. And we're talking about this faith. But listen, folks go around boasting about their faith. Oh, I've got faith. I've got this. I've got the other. But my friend, you don't have any faith. You don't have anything except the Lord gives it to you. But this study is a blessing my own heart if it blesses nobody else. And we're looking at faith. We'd come down there to where Rahab, where they rescued Rahab, and we just taken a study or two talking about the faith, personal faith, divine faith that God gives us. He gives it to us, my friend. You can't work it up. You can join every church you want to. That's not nothing. That don't mean a thing in the world. No, sir. But this is the old trailblazer, and Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Mission. My heart's heavy for many of you who have written me and said you're not saved. Would you pray for me and pray with me? But for those folks who are not saved, that the Lord would grant them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Do you know you're going to acknowledge the truth before the Lord saves you? But this is the Old Trailblazer. My mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions.org. Would you look us up there and then get in touch with me? I appreciate it if you would.